Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Ikey G, and it's Tuesday, February 11th. Tesla is building a pilot battery cell manufacturing line in Fremont and designing its own equipment to produce battery cells. After acquiring Maxwell, a capacitor manufacturer, and Hybar, a battery manufacturing tech company, and after confirming their intentions to shareholders in a meeting, the automaker is now listing a new job position at Fremont as a new pilot line production engineer, cell engineering. Scandinavian journalist and Tesla Model 3 owner Thomas Nilsson, who lives in Norway's Arctic Circle, tells Electrek that his EV performs better in the freezing north than his previous internal combustion vehicle. Nilsson writes, quote, "For about a year now, I have been driving my Tesla Model 3 around in the north and have had a very positive experience driving electric. Last winter and this one have proven that electric is by no means a disadvantage in the Arctic. I have been traveling long distances across the region of Finnmark, from the east to the west mid-winter, distances of up to 600 kilometers in a day. I highly recommend battery cars for winter driving, and my newspaper, the Barents Observer, has saved a lot of money on fuel." Close quote. Tesla is reportedly trying to secure a new grant worth more than $100 million from the German government to support the construction of the Giga Berlin factory. For all previous gigafactories, Tesla was able to secure some great support from the local government in exchange for the jobs that it created and its own investment in the region. Spiegel reported yesterday, quote, "The U.S. electric car manufacturer Tesla has submitted an application for funding for the construction of its factory in Grünheide, near Berlin, to the Investitionsbank Brandenburg. The automaker aims to start production in July of next year." In Westport, Connecticut, the local police are using a Tesla Model 3 with its stock camera and Sentry mode as a rolling surveillance tool. The ease of deployment, inconspicuousness, and cost savings attracted the department, who said, quote, "With Tesla's cooperation, the police are using the Sentry cameras that come with the Tesla, meaning that they will be spared the approximately $3,000 in expenses that is normally incurred to add this to a police cruiser." Close quote. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that in April, the company will hold a presentation from their New York Gigafactory. They will also offer customer and media tours. This event will replace what was once called Battery and Powertrain Investor Day. Last year, Musk said the Cybertruck is Tesla's last product unveil for a while, but he teased some upcoming tech announcements. Those announcements were expected to happen at what Tesla has been referring to as Powertrain and Battery Investor Day, but very well could be moved to this new event. Nissan continues its love-hate relationship with silent EVs. Nissan's Leaf was the first to install an artificial engine noise as a warning system for blind pedestrians, and now they release music tracks that a Leaf owner can play in aiding children fall asleep in the absence of the noise typically generated from an internal combustion engine. Nissan worked with Tom Middleton, a sound designer and sleep coach, to produce 5 3-minute lullaby tracks. The music combines interior and exterior recordings from the Leaf with, according to what Middleton calls, quote, "combustion engine frequencies that only children can hear." Close quote. The Audi e-tron electric SUVs are warning their owners that they are going to need oil changes. Kerry Trost is one of these owners, and he is nearing 10,000 miles on his Audi e-tron. The dash on his car warned, quote, "oil change and inspection in 200 miles, close quote. Audi apparently carried over the inspection due warnings onto the e-tron without removing the mention of oil changes. While it's rather a humorous mistake, some see it as a reminder of the hassle that gas cars go through. Others see it as a coercion to visit the dealer for overpriced service. And at this mileage checkpoint, the service stop is recommended in the manual, although the paper manual does not list an oil change. Electrek's Bradley Berman reports on an interview with Tim Grew, GM's Director of Battery Cell Engineering and Electrification Strategy. The interview revolved around GM's plans to build its own gigafactory and the methods of producing batteries in scale for the upcoming Hummer and the rest of the EV platform. Highlights from Grew's interview are as follows. Battery costs are coming down dramatically, and we're not anywhere close to the bottom. And regarding the removal of cobalt chemistries, quote, "we're working on battery recycling so we can mitigate that a little bit. We are actively looking onto our design to make disassembly easier," close quote. When asked if solid-state batteries were 8 to 10 years away, Grew responded, "it's closer than that, and that GM is chasing it as hard as they can. British car maker Jaguar is shutting down their I-PACE line due to a shortage of batteries from LG Chem, the Time reports. The shutdown of their production line in Graz, Austria, will last 1 week starting next Monday. A week's worth of shutdown likely won't impact the company long term, especially considering they reportedly signed a deal for cylindrical cells with Samsung SDI back in 2018. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti signed an executive directive yesterday called LA's New Green Deal, Leading by Example. The theme of the signing was a decade of action, referring to scientific reports that the use of fossil fuels need to be ceased by 2030. The directive aims to remove non-green energy from the city's main sources of CO2 emissions, which include transport, buildings, electricity, and trash. A new luxury development in Burns, Oregon, will feature 600 homes with solar off-grid microgrids. The 2,000 to 6,000 square foot units will feature Humless solar off-grid microgrids, which is substantially cheaper for the rural resort compared to $7 million to enable the power company to extend to the remote location. The U.S. Department of Justice has dropped its investigation into Ford, Volkswagen, Honda, and BMW for antitrust practices. The four automakers sided with the state of California to implement stricter emission standards for cars and light trucks. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, YouTuber Tucker Neary raced a Sur Ron X electric trail bike, about a 50cc equivalent, against a gas-powered KTM Factory Edition 250cc SX-F. As it turns out, the gas-powered KTM won by only 15 seconds. And lastly, a new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel. Micah Toll reviews the M2S M600. A mid-to-high-end dual-suspension mountain bike featuring the Bafang M600 motor. With a large 700-watt-hour battery and name-brand components around, the bike performed as a comfortable off-road romp at 25 miles an hour. The only regret was not testing the optional throttle. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.